You know how the game serves us. It has a definite social purpose.
This is the only sports talk show that features a Rhodes Scholar, but he ain't here today. Now, back to Rick Tittle.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline, heard coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. Quite happy now to be joined live from the side of the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Arian Foster, the outstanding running back, the Pro Bowler from the Houston Texans. He's here to talk about DirecTV's Saturday Celebrity Beach Bowl, and we'll get to that in a second. But Arian, when you see all the hype and all the other players around there, and I guess deep down you're thinking, yeah, this is fun, but man, I'd rather be playing in the game, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun time in Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, you'd rather be practicing than playing.
Now, it's funny because out here in Oakland, we had a big hubbub about the ZBS, the zone blocking scheme, and the offensive coordinator, Greg Knapp, who was your quarterback's coach there for a few years, he said, oh, wow, you should see Arian Foster run it, and it'll work for McFadden. When it comes to, how your offensive line is blocking, does it really matter whether it's a zone or a power scheme? You just need the hole open, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, everybody kind of runs the same stuff. The NFL's been around for a while, and it's kind of like a coaching carousel that goes on, and everybody kind of runs the same offense, man. So you see different elements of different offenses. So we run a lot of zone, but we run a lot of man schemes also. The Vikings run some zone, the Ravens run some zone. A lot of people run zone, so it kind of gets overhyped. But at the end of the day, there's either a hole or there is not one.
No doubt about it. Now, a lot of people point to you as, don't worry about if you don't get drafted. Just look at Arian Foster. He didn't get drafted, and he goes to the Pro Bowl every year. Why do you think that was? I mean, you're a three-year starter for the Vols. Was it a thing like, maybe you didn't run a 4.3 or you didn't bench press 300? I mean, why do you think that was?
There was a lot of multiple factors, that went into it. But, I think at the end of the day, I just wasn't the best for it. I could point to, point my finger all the time. At whatever and whoever I want to, but I think at the end of the day, I just wasn't the best football player I felt I could be. So, I changed a lot about myself, my work ethic, how I ate and how I trained and a lot of different things. And things changed for me.
Speaking with Arian Foster of the Texans, and you get signed by the Texans. A lot of people don't know that they cut you and then they brought you back to the practice squad. And was that kind of a wake-up call for you, or did you think, man, practice squad, I'm lucky just to be on that, or maybe I need to find a new team here?
No, my wake-up call was when I didn't get drafted, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I felt I did enough to make the team in preseason. I was actually battling a hamstring injury during preseason, but I felt I showed enough. They felt like I didn't, and it's coming, but they felt enough about me that they brought me back on practice squad. And I kind of learned practice squad is kind of limbo for active roster. I didn't know that at the time, but I kind of learned that. And once I understood that, I kept working. I kept my head down. I kept working. My head up, actually. I'm sorry. I kept working, and I saw guys getting pulled up from practice squad daily on like watching other games and things like that. And so when I finally got my opportunity, I was ready for it.
Well, we know, like, right around Christmas time, you felt something, weird in your chest. Turned out it was an irregular heartbeat, and something like that is always, a lot of alarm bells ring. What was that sensation like? And, how bad did it get, or was it just a little one of those things?
Yeah, I've actually dealt with a similar feeling, about since I was around 12. I've had it before, but I've been having it around 8 to 10 times to me before. It just never happened during physical activity before, and it's a fairly common heart condition, and you don't want to say a common heart condition, but a lot of people have experienced it. and it's minor, if you want to say a minor heart condition, but it's not anything fatal. It's just a very scary nuisance is what I like to call it. But it's nothing nothing to be concerned about, and you know, doctors are just want me to be cognizant of you know, my rhythm.
Well, now, Arian, you know, a lot of people know that you're a very, you know, a cerebral guy. You're into poetry, and you're a philosophy major at the University of Tennessee. And I know in the summer you became a vegan. And what is that like? Because I can't imagine a life without a steak and a hot dog. But I'm sure you probably thought the same thing at some point, right?
No, yeah, I felt very strongly about, you know, changing the way I was eating. And, you know, I was eating pretty good, but I felt very strongly about changing the way I was eating. I started doing, the more and more research I started doing on what kind of food helps the body, nourishes the body, more and more I started figuring out that, you know, meat is not necessarily a necessity for our diet, and neither is animal products. And, you know, I just decided to cut it out altogether. But in doing that, I kind of learned, and this is my anatomy, there are people, the vegans and PhDs that agree and disagree on both sides. But I felt, for me, as an athlete, as far as retaining muscle mass, the protein that you get from animal meat, you need to retain that muscle mass. Now, to sustain, like if I was not an elite athlete, as I plan to do when I retire, I will go back to strictly just on a plant-based diet. But I felt as an athlete, I wasn't getting the sufficient amount of animal protein, which has hormones in it, which, you know, stimulates muscle growth. So I just felt like I needed to implement a little bit of meat back in my diet.
No, that's very interesting. Now, as I mentioned, you are representing the DirecTV Celebrity Beach Bowl. It's the they've been doing this for a few years now. This is the 7th annual, and this is kind of a crazy flag football game. And I'm looking at the list of some of the people here, and for me, the one that sticks out the most, I think, is Snoop Dogg. I wouldn't mind going over and having a conversation with him. What is this going to be like?
It's actually Snoop Lion. I'm very hesitant to say that too, but it's Snoop Lion. I mean, I got to respect his name, but it's just a fun, you know, flag football game, celebrity flag football game that's here in New Orleans, free for the local people. It's a sand. They got like 1 million pounds of sand that they put down in this big tent, and it's just a lot of fun. You know, afterwards, Pitbull is performing, and then later on that night, Justin Timberlake is coming out of performing hiatus, and he's performing at a DirecTV party that happens. So it's just a good event for the people of the city of New Orleans.
But, you know, you think about it, Arian, with all that's going on, all these parties and all that, you just mentioned all these celebrities and Pitbull and Timberlake, and this is before the game even happens, and you got Mardi Gras going down there. How crazy is it right now down there?
It's an interesting time in New Orleans right now. A lot of people walking around doing their own thing, and it's a good vibe to the city. I think the city is a very good host to the Super Bowl. It's culture, you know, the history behind it. It's just fun. The people of New Orleans have been nothing but great.
And finally, Arian, you know, you got a good quarterback in Schaub, obviously a good running game. Coach Kubiak seems like he's got his head screwed on straight, and I know this might be a simplistic question, but in your mind, what do the Texans need to do to get to the next step next season?
Well, I think we have to be battle-tested, and I think that was a part of these last 2 years, what it is, what exactly we went through. And I think for us to take the next step, you know, we're obviously going to add some new pieces here and there. That's just a part of the business. But for the most part, I think we've gone through our trials and tribulations, and it's time for us players to take accountability for stepping up and making plays when they need to be made.
All right, I want to remind everyone, DirecTV Celebrity Beach Bowl will be at 1 p.m. Central Time. That'll be tomorrow, Saturday, February 2nd. We've been speaking with Arian Foster, the Pro Bowl running back of the Houston Texans. Arian, have a great time, and thanks so much for dropping by, and we hope to catch up with you again someday.
I appreciate that, my man.
All right, yeah, interesting guy to say the least, and a fantastic running back as well. There's no doubt about that, and it always gives me hope as a Raider fan. I think about undrafted guys. Bring them in and see what happens. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Your call's always welcome. So get on the horn right now or use a phone. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is Titillating Sports.